move on to item 18, miscellaneous. First item is staff reports. Gail, move to you first.
Yes, in light of the recent large increase in COVID cases in the county, as well as the transmission tier changing to red, starting tomorrow, the Sicera lobby doors will be closed and we'll only be doing pre-scheduled member appointments. We have been conducting, or we have been allowing walk-ins for the last couple of months, but for the time being, we're no longer going to be doing walk-ins. Hopefully it's a short-term issue. Also, I did want to mention, as John Phillips mentioned in his report out, we are going to be launching an internal auditor recruitment this month, and more to come on that one. That's all I had. And right. I think Karen Levy has a comment as well.
Right. So thank you, Gail. Karen.
Thank you. One quick comment. Our discussion earlier regarding legislation that passed, and specifically AB 845, the COVID-19 disability presumption law, it sunsets on January 1, 2023. So it is a one-year law, expires in 1 year. So I just wanted to clarify, if someone files an application based on COVID for a service connected disability, for example, now this year, but it doesn't go to the board until next year, when the law has essentially been sunset, unless there's any changes from the legislature, they would not be entitled to the presumption. So I just wanted to clarify that, because it's a short window of time of 1 year only.
So that 1 year period relates to the time within which the agency would consider the application, not when the cause accrues, right?
Yes, correct.
When the matter's heard. Interesting. Okay.
Well, that seems a little odd, because it might be out of the control of the applicant about when it actually gets to the board. So if they get their application in within the right amount of time, but the board doesn't hear it for 18 months later, then that doesn't seem like that's quite right.
Yeah, I hear you. And there's a chance that the legislature would extend that sunset date.
Yeah, it's an interesting and short window within which to have that apply. Maybe that was intended just for all the reasons we previously discussed when we talked about the item. So who knows? Anything further from yours, Ann Karen?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you for the follow-up and the clarification. So I don't think we have any other staff reports, and I don't think Harvey is on now, so there's no outside professional report that I can see. So let's move to trustee comments. Trustee comments. That's a good one, David. That's a good comment, right? The yawn. It was good.
No, I'm sorry. I had a very long day yesterday.
I know you did. I was giving you a bad time.
And so I apologize.
No, I thought it captured the sentiment well. any trustee comments? Just people just flat out worn out? It looks like it. All right. Well, without any further comments, we will stand adjourned, and we'll see you at the next meeting.
Thank you, Scott. Right. Thank you, everybody. Great to
see you. You will all.
Thank you.
Get some rest, David.